There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so it's time to get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action, man?
It follows me, baby!
Uh-oh. All right.
The action.
All right.
Or should I say non-action is all at Crawford Ranch.
Uh-huh.
You talk about calling someone's bluff? That's what Cindy Sheehan is doing right now. Bush is hiding in his bunkhouse or whatever he has down there in Texas.
Yeah.
And Cindy Sheehan is calling him out. It's like high noon.
Yeah.
The big bet this week is, will Bush leave his house to talk to Cindy Sheehan? In my opinion, that'll happen the day after Condoleezza Rice starts dating Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
It's going off at 10,000 to 1.
I'll take. Put me down for a grand anyways. You never know. You never know,
hey,
Johnny.
You know, maybe Bush will develop a conscience. I'm down for a yard, Johnny.
Yeah, you're right. Who knows?
Yeah,
Bush might just have a soft spot for a mother who lost her son in Iraq, and John Bolton might win Employee of the Month at the UN. Anything is possible.
What else you got, dude?
All right. I just got back from D.C., and the buzz on the street is, where the heck is Dick Cheney?
That's right.
No one is saying where he is. And to tell you the truth, I hope he doesn't turn up for a while, because I'm taking Cheney action hand over fist.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got the inside line on this.
What do you
500 to 1 Cheney's in a lab at Disney.
No, I don't think so.
When they're done with him, he'll not only have a new heart, he'll be able to sing, play the banjo, and breathe fire.
Yeah.
I think he'll be able to do everything but tell the truth. By 2008, he should be able to fly. The GOP is pulling out all the stops because he might be running against the next president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Whoa. Hey, Johnny, we know you're a big Hillary supporter and all, but are you in contact with her?
Riley, to get the answer to that question, which I know is on a lot of people's minds out there, you'll have to read my new book, You Bet My Life, the Johnny K Street story.
No, wait, what is this book coming out, dude?
I'm looking at a Christmas release. Let this whole Harry Potter thing die down.
Oh, you know what? Put me down for 500 on Cheney.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, the Cheney thing sounds good. I think he's dead, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going to put me down for it anyways. What's the long shot this week, buddy?
All right, three words, maybe.
Yeah.
Bush's poll numbers.
Yeah.
They're not looking good.
No.
Bush is about as popular right now as Ellen DeGeneres at the Grand Ole Opry. Rumsfeld just announced they're going to have this 911 celebration to try and get Bush's numbers up again. Here's some other things they might try. Ready to make some money?
Yeah, hit me. Let's hear it.
All right. Bush is so desperate to cash in on 911 that he fills Ground Zero with water and sharks and jumps it on a motorcycle. But he doesn't really jump it himself. He has Condoleezza Rice do it. He just sits on the back holding on like a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's going off at 1,000 to 1.
I put me down for a C-note just for the image, Johnny. I appreciate it.
I'm going to have to go 5 on that, man.
All right. 500-1, Bush fights Saddam Hussein in a steel cage match on September 11th. But before they put Hussein in the cage, they starve him for a week and shoot him up with heroin.
Oh, man.
Bush pins him for the count, but it still takes a half hour.
Oh, all right,
I'll take that for a C-note again.
Yeah, that sounds right to me, man.
Beautiful.
Johnny, you mentioned that Cindy Sheehan before. What do you think is going to happen if Bush doesn't talk to her?
Oh, you're reading my mind. That's
right.
My bet of the week.
Okay.
Bush gets so desperate to get rid of her that he sends Karl Rove out to set up a lawn chair right across from her and sunbathe every day wearing nothing but a leopard skin thong.
Oh, man.
Rove isn't going to yell at her, threaten her, or even talk to her. He's just going to lay there in a thong, reading Ann Coulter's book and listening to country music all day, rolling over on his stomach now and then. That's going off at 5,001.
Wow, man. Couldn't he just arrest her? I mean, that would be more humane, dude.
Killing me. If you want to double up, 10,001, Bush has Rumsfeld come out once a week in a Speedo and to shave Rove's back and rub him down with baby oil. That would drive anyone off the property. That would drive you right out of the country. I'm out of here. I got to do an interview with Lake Show Magazine today.
All right, see you later, Johnny.
All right, man. Be
take
cool,
it
Johnny.
Easy. Wow. Some good images,
good,
man.
Good images and some good bets.
He's got quite an imagination, that Johnny K Street. I will tell you that, man.